Hello, it's Ryder and Lisa, and thank you for checking out our podcast. We love the people that come back and listen every day, and we have a message kind of exclusively for those people.
Specifically, if you listened yesterday, I would just like to apologize because there was a break we did about Andrew Garfield, and I think I said tick, tick, boom 45 times. I've been editing the podcast this week because Ryder's working overtime. He's been on air till noon every day, and I'll admit it, you're better at editing. I'm pretty sure I said the same sentence or copy and pasted the same sentence three times or something happened. Like, I feel so annoying.
You get in there and you click around like you just can't wait to leave instead of like trying to make it sound good.
Putting love into it.
Even like I told you, remember when I told you like, hey, if you put the intro in like this, the music will play and then like our speaking will go over top of the intro music
It'll
and it sounds
in,
great.
Nice.
And you're like, nah, copy and paste.
Yeah.
You just don't.
I like it choppy.
Care. Yeah.
Anyway, have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Where I'll be editing the podcast.
Yes,
again.
Please.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Action Furnace. Fixed right or it's free.
It's really too bad. Red Foo and Uncle Willie decided to break up because LMFAO had it going there for a few years.
It blew my mind when I found out it was an uncle and a nephew. It made me burst out laughing because I can't imagine trying to start a band with my aunt, let alone an EDM band.
Sorry, Sky Blue is the name of the uncle, not Uncle Willie.
Yeah, good guess, though.
It's Play 107. I caught you lying yesterday.
It's not really a lie.
Well,
the sentence itself is not a lie.
Somebody said, what are you doing today? And you're like, oh, just heading back to the campus, going to the university again.
U of A. Well, Faculty of Science, to be specific. Yeah,
what is going back to university? You made it sound like you have your master's and you're just going to check in with some of the profs that you miss.
One of my best friends works in the Faculty of Science department. She's the fund development professional. So she raises helps to raise millions of dollars for science research.
The fund development?
Fund.
Okay. I was going to say, man, universities are getting a little willy-nilly with their spending if there's a fund development manager.
She really is the funnest person I've ever met. So, but no, I went and met her for lunch. But I've been to the U of A before and I took a sociology class.
Oh my God.
Because that's not even true. I didn't pay for it. I just walked in and sat in on the class.
On one class?
Yes.
Just so you could say that you went to university.
So when people ask me what my post-secondary education is, I say, well, I went to the U of A. And I go to the U of A for lunch sometimes. It works. Nobody asks too many questions. I just say
so do you, like, if you were to apply for a job, would you put on your resume, like, former University of Alberta student?
Yeah, one time I helped my mom put together the racks in a store when she was working for a company where she had to help restock.
Yeah.
And I added that I worked for that company on my resume.
My God. So that's how you got this job, is you just lied your way right into it.
Oh, I fake it till I make it in every aspect of life. I know people that have like straight up lied about their post-secondary education.
You do?
No, it's not written down anywhere. I just mention it to people sometimes.
Are you sad that you never went to university? Like, is this a deep-rooted thing you should talk to a therapist about, that you only got your grade 9? Or
I didn't get my grade 9. I graduated barely from grade 12.
Now I don't know what to trust.
So when I was walking around the Faculty of Science yesterday.
Oh my God. Even the way you say it, it's annoying.
Everyone there, it's obvious they're smarter than me. Just the way they carry themselves. They're all stressed because they have so many quizzes. I'm there just like floating around on a cloud. I'm like, where's the vending machine?
The fact that they were wearing pants in the winter and you're there in shorts. Oh, I forgot to wear the pants today.
What are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense. God, you sound like you didn't even go to university unlike the rest of us.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Sure is. And for Cheese Lovers Day, we've decided to count down the top 7 forms of cheese.
Okay.
So like jar cheese, for example, didn't make the list. You're mad about that, but that's a form of cheese. We've got...
Well, I was raised on Cheese Whiz. My dad literally made Cheese Whiz in the oven.
That was his staple dish.
That was his signature dish, and it's literally just Cheese Whiz on toast that you put in the oven. You got to wait for it to brown over.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to bubble a little bit.
Okay.
And that was our dinner when my mom was out of town.
I feel like that could kind of fit into a few of these different categories.
Oh, I love that.
One of the other ones that didn't make the list but was close was cheese-flavored things. So you're talking crackers, cheesies, Cheetos.
Cheese popcorn.
That's
powdered. It's a powdered cheese.
It'll fit into something down the road as well.
Okay, I'll just be
quiet.
Yeah,
this is just going to be a one-person show
for a bit.
Just
turn my mic off.
Yeah, go and have a break. One of the other honorable mentions, salad cheese. Almost made the list, didn't make the list.
It is essential in a salad, though.
Yeah.
You need a crunch, you need a cheese, you need a protein, you need a... What was the other one?
Probably a vegetable. At number 7, we have platter cheese.
Charcuterie.
You got it. Or even, I would say, platter cheese to me, like samples of cheese would fit into the platter cheese category.
Ryder's daughter's name is Charlie, and sometimes I'll make her a charcuterie board.
So smart.
So smart.
Speaking of children, at number 6, we have kids cheese for the top 7 forms of cheese.
What do you mean?
Yep, cheese string, or how about like the dipping cheese, the pre-made cheese and cracker thing?
With the little red stick that you spread it with?
Exactly, that's a kid cheese. That's at number 6. At number 5, for the top 7 forms of cheese, we have the in-something cheese.
Can you elaborate?
Mozza sticks. Stuffed crust.
Wow.
Etc. It's in-something cheese.
There's something about a stuffed crust pizza that just gets me going.
That's an interesting way to word it. At number 4, we have add-on cheese. You're talking your Parmesan. You're talking your, like, baked pasta.
Mm.
When you're like, would you like that baked? And yes,
yes,
I would. That's a good cheese.
What's another add-on cheese?
I mean, I guess the salad cheese could almost fit into add-on if you're just sprinkling it on top.
Would this be something like if you're at Subway and you ask for white cheese? Is that add-on cheese?
No, that's coming up later.
Sorry.
At number 3 are we at? Yes. Hot melted cheese.
Nachos.
Exactly. Dips.
Wait. Never mind. I don't want to ruin
nachos
something else
could
on the
be
list.
Add-on.
I was going to ask if grilled cheese counts or is that an
oh my God.
I'm sorry, I'm ruining the list.
So hot melted cheese is like your fondue.
Oh.
Your nacho cheese from 7-Eleven that you put on your hot dog.
The can of the spicy queso.
I believe that's jar cheese, which didn't make the list.
Okay, this is really complicated.
If you were to pour it out and heat it up, then it's hot melted cheese, not jar cheese, and then it does make the list.
Nobody's eating it straight out of the jar, Ryder. That's criminal.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
You eat it cold?
Yeah, who does it once in a while?
That's sickening.
At number 2, we have between carbs cheese. Once again, we're counting down the top 7 forms of cheese for Cheese Lovers Day. Between carbs cheese. So that's your grilled cheese. That's
your
Subway. Any sandwich that is better with cheese on it, which is pretty much all sandwiches. And at number 1, we have, this is going to be contested, but runoff cheese as the number 1 form of cheese.
Like when it gets crusted off.
Yeah. So like the corner of the lasagna that kind of bubbles over. Peeling that back, a pizza pop, what's left on the plate.
I find it interesting that you slotted this in number 1, and I think you're wrong. I think that's the wrong.
You think that's the wrong number 1?
I don't think that should be number 1. Some people don't like the hard crusted cheese.
Who? Satan? Do you think that between carbs cheese deserved to be number 1 then?
Probably.
Okay.
The grilled cheese sandwich? You're telling me the little tiny itsy bitsy crust in the corner is number 1?
Yeah, it's not about
on National Cheese Day.
It's not quantity of cheese, it's quality of cheese that we're talking here.
Okay, go to Superstore and get Wisps then.
What?
That's literally the corners of cheese that they collect and they put in a bag. That's not number 1.
Runoff cheese is number 1.
You didn't even put shredded cheddar cheese that you eat with your hands before it's put in the tacos. Like the late night, middle of the night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shredded cheese that you throw down your throat.
That could be both add-on cheese.
No, it's not added to anything. It's a handful of shredded cheese. Not bagged, because that has chemicals on it. That's how they get them to not stick together. I'm talking freshly shredded cheese. Your list sucks.
You know what?
Where are the cheese curds?
Are there any other radio stations hiring? Because I'm out. Right now, I wanted to try something that I saw online with you. Sometimes, even when you're intending to sound friendly, you just have like a tone that I appreciate. I like it, but can seem aggressive.
Like condescending, even?
Yeah, a little
but not
bit.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose, no. This list was a bunch of things that you're supposed to try to say without sounding sarcastic. Let's start with this first one. So it's, that's great.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Ooh, that one.
That's great.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. All right.
That's great.
Okay, we can move on to the next one. You're doing great. Good for you is the next one.
Good for you.
No.
Good for you. Good for you.
No. See?
Good for you. Good for you.
There you go. Next up, we have fascinating.
Fascinating. That's fascinating.
Okay, there you go. You're on it. Whoa, yeah, you're doing great. Thanks for that.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Thank you for that.
Well done, you.
What does that even mean? Well done, you.
That's a tough one to do.
Well done. Well done, you.
As I was going through these, that might have been the one I struggled with the most. Well done, you. Good luck with that.
I feel like I'm crushing this.
You're doing okay.
Because I'm an actress on the side. I was in Snow Day.
Fascinating.
Good luck with that. No, wait. No. We've got caller 7 on the line. Happy Friday, Marilyn. Are you ready to win $1,000?
I hope so.
Okay. So, Ryder, you want to break down how the game works for those that are listening and haven't heard 1K Word Play before?
It's Edmonton Radio's best game, as voted by me.
Okay.
So here's how it works. You're going to pick a teammate, either Lisa or myself. That teammate will leave the room. We're then going to give you 5 words. You tell us the first word that comes to mind for each of those. We'll invite your teammate back in. Give them the same 5 words for everyone that matches. It's $25. If you hit all 5, it's $1,000.
Okay.
We're going to roll with today.
Yeah, who's your teammate?
Lisa.
Okay, I'm out of here.
And there is a 25-second timer, okay?
Okay.
And I'll start that bad boy as soon as I give you your first word. Let's do this. Milk.
Shake.
Hammer.
Nail.
Lightning.
Bolt.
Blender.
Smoothie.
And Wranglers.
Cowboy.
All right. Well done. Lots of time left on that. So that 25 seconds is totally doable, hey?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, are we winning money on a Friday?
For sure.
Woo-hoo!
I think the 1,000's going to be tough, but...
No, don't say that.
Within reach. Within reach. Okay. What's the first word that comes to mind, Lisa, when I say hammer?
Nail.
We're at $25. What about blender?
Smoothie. Yes!
Wow!
$50.
Make it 75.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say lightning?
I have 2 words, so I'm struggling right now because I don't want to screw this up. Bolt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to say storm.
I thought maybe thunder would.
That's a good one, too. I didn't even think about that.
Three for three.
Wow.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say Wranglers?
Cowboy.
Wow.
Hot damn.
I'm so excited.
I thought jeans was going to be the answer there.
I thought so too.
Are we going to give away $1,000 on a Friday?
Very likely. I mean, this is gettable. Marilyn, what would you spend $1,000 on?
Yeah.
Pay some bills.
No, boring. You need to treat yourself.
Oh, geez.
She's going to
yourself for a meal.
Get yourself some Wranglers. Okay. Lisa, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say milk?
Cow. What? That's wrong? Go home. You're joking. Dairy?
No.
Cereal?
No.
Coffee?
No.
What is it? What is the word?
Why are you mad at me?
I don't know. I just am. I got to take my anger out on someone. I can't be Marilyn.
Go punch a pillow.
What's the word?
She said shake.
No.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's $100, Marilyn.
You wrote this song in 2 minutes.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see how it goes.
So here's another round of Ryder's Texter tune.
I got the piano out today, hooked up here in the studio, that I'm going to play instead of the guitar.
Okay.
I do have some guitar strumming that will be happening in the background, though, one of our producers, okay?
Best of luck.
Haven't played the piano in a while. James, David, and Garbage Man Glenn. You'll all have great memories today, who knows when.
What?
Jason, your sister Joy says hi. Bobby loves Madison, who's a pointer, not sure if that's a dog or just a rude guy. Lincoln and Roman, what's up and whatnot? Tall Curtis, Jen thinks you're hot. Jeanette, it's turning it up today. Kaylee and Zoe say good morning and happy Friday. Becca is happy it's almost the weekend, even though she's got a sore back. Tristan says hi, Mom, and thanks for keeping him on track. Stella is a cat who killed a squirrel today. Nova is a little mad about it, but says it's okay. Fort's ass Catherine wants to congratulate Dara for being beautiful and strong. And Amanda says, be honest, Ryder, do you have a big...
No.
Thong. That's the Texter tune today. Harmony, I'm sorry. You weren't included in time.
Same with Chris, Cruz, Bruce, Jacqueline, Will, Jackie, and Brown Sugar.
Thanks for your help.
No problem.
It's Play 107 with Ryder and Lisa. You've just insulted me.
Well, it's National Disc Jockey Day, so I wanted to say happy National Disc Jockey Day. And then I said, you were in radio back when people actually did put discs in to play music, right? Technically, I'm not a disc jockey and I never have been because it's all been computerized. Mm-hmm.
How old do you think I am?
Well, I'm just curious because you started radio 20 years
ago. You originally asked me when I started if it was vinyl.
Yeah, it was like, what were you using, cassettes?
I started radio in the 2000s. There was computers then, believe it or not.
But you were using a floppy disk.
No. I will say, though, they still had the system in place where you put in carts.
Okay, but you didn't have to do that.
I didn't have to do that. It was all computerized. But I bet if I would have started like 2 or 3 years earlier, it would have been carts and like going and finding all the songs you have to play in the hour, grabbing the different carts for those songs. It would have been very busy. Like, yeah. We complain about having to post on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and
social
Snapchat.
Social media game has to be strong.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, while we do our show, it's just kind of expected. And that's annoying, but it would be a lot more annoying going and finding all those things. Now, it's not as essential to hit the post.
Do you want to explain what that term means to those listening that don't know?
It's when you play the introduction of a song and the radio host will talk right up until when the artist starts singing. Mm-hmm. And it used to be a common practice. And the best of the best were just the
amazing
best at that.
Like just hit the post.
Really incredible at it.
Like a pro. Whereas now it's not necessary to talk over.
Right. In fact, can talk over it like a little bit.
Yep.
But
it's not necessary to stop talking right before the artist
talks. I feel like it's a lost art, though. These young hosts that are coming in just don't have it anymore.
You're talking about me.
Well,
it's fine. I get it.
I thought I'd put you to the test.
No,
with a couple
I don't want
to
do that. I don't want to try and hit a post.
Come on.
I'll walk all over it. I'll run right into the post.
You're just saying this so that when you nail it, everybody can be like, oh my God, she did it. I feel like it's essential.
Can you do one too, though? I don't want to do this alone.
I would absolutely crush one if you wanted me to. No problem.
Okay, Ryder versus Lisa. Everybody gets their vote on the text line. Who hit the post better? Who hit the post harder?
This is going to be easy. Okay, you're going to go first, all right?
Sure. What am I going to talk about?
That you're supposed to know that. That's just part of the gig.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Play 107, it's Ryder and Lisa. Tomorrow night at Rogers Place, we're playing the Canucks, looking to make it 6 wins in a row. Best of luck to the Oilers. Here's Britney Spears, Toxic, on Play at 107.
The Kansas City.
Okay, not bad.
No, that was hard.
Oilers,
I have a rash on my chest.
Yeah, you do, actually. Wow. The Oilers don't play at Rogers Place, though. You would have been fired.
Okay.
They play at Rogers Arena, which is in Vancouver.
I do feel like these days it's more forgiving, though. If you were to get something wrong on the radio back in the day, you'd be getting emails, phone calls. Now we would just get a text being like, hey, Lisa, just a heads up. It's actually an away game. And I'd go, oh, my bad. And then we'd move on with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your turn.
Well, I want to give you one more. And then I'll go, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll actually play the song that I'm going to go into.
I'm so nervous. I don't like this game. Go.
You ready?
Yep.
Why don't you tell everybody about...
No, I got something. Don't.
Okay.
Marilyn picked up $100 this morning with Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Your next chance to get in on this will be Monday morning at 7:50 a.m. Be listening for that cue to call. Best of luck to anyone that gets through. Here's Journey. Not sure why we're playing it on Play 107. No!
Yikes.
That was hard. Yeah. Well, I can't see the countdown from where I'm sitting.
You really screwed that one up.
I haven't listened to that song in years.
Okay, so once again, the goal is that you talk.
Hit the post.
And then you finish talking as soon as the artist starts singing, right? Like, watch this. You ready?
Okay, but you can't cheat and look at the number on the... You're looking at the countdown.
I won't. I'll close my eyes.
That's another fun thing for our listeners to learn is that there's a countdown until the singer starts. Go. His eyes are closed. I can confirm this.
Here's Unholy on Play 107.
No, no. That's cheating.
I nailed it.
No. This is so upsetting. I had to throw out an entire plastic container of strawberries. Strawberries can be so expensive. There was one that was super, super fuzzy right in the middle of the container, and it just tampered. The whole thing ruined. And I think it's because I left it out on the counter right beside the onion. Is that true that if you leave fruit beside other things, it makes them ripen faster? Same with bananas. If you put your bananas beside other fruit, they ripen faster, or if they're beside vegetables. And that's why people separate them in the kitchen.
There's a viral TikTok of a mom going off about berries.
Yes.
And it's pretty relatable. Should we just air it?
If you have kids, awesome. You've probably gone through this exact thing. Ryder, you were saying your daughter crushes raspberries.
Yeah, and blueberries and strawberries.
And they're $1 million right now.
Check this out. Mm-hmm.
Something that they don't tell you about when you become a parent is just the sheer amount of berries these children want to eat. The absolutely astronomical cost of berries related to the insane amount your children will eat them. This was a double pack of raspberries. These cost like $8. They're not even organic. This lasted 2 days in my house. I don't know how much more I can ration the raspberries to get them to last longer. There's just not that many of them in here. So now what? We're paying $8 every 2 days for fruit? They won't really eat the 15-cent bananas or the $3 a bag apples. They want berries, which, I don't blame them. Raspberries are f***ing delicious. But I can't keep up. I can't afford their berry habit.
Marcy wrote in saying tomatoes make things ripen faster, and I definitely had the strawberries beside the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
The cherry, and then the cherry tomatoes got wrinkly faster. They age each other.
They're fighting.
You got to separate them. Liz just wrote in saying you need to start keeping your strawberries in jars. They last for weeks. Remember we were talking about this recently?
Yeah.
And then I just ignore it and don't actually go through.
And then just threw out like $6 worth of strawberries you threw out this morning.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe how many people are attacking me on the text line about not putting them in a glass jar.
Mm-hmm. You get lazy when you get home from the grocery store. I've seen you at work. You'll go grocery shopping, you'll come home, you'll put everything in the fridge barely, and then you'll call Skip the Dishes.
Hey.
What? You think you've done your work by hitting the grocery store?
Well, that's the thing, is you get home and then you realize, well, now I got to put in the work to make the dish? Yeah. No, that's not a thing.
Here's what I think they should try. You know the $100 payments that people are getting, families are getting?
Not every family.
No, but anybody with kids and I think a household income below $180,000 a year. So instead, the government should put that towards offsetting the price of berries.
The other day, Ryder came home from the grocery store and he said, I got a free container of blackberries with my purchase today. And he was the happiest parent I've ever seen. That's what they need to start doing. You come here,
right?
You spend over $100, we'll give you some berries.
The government of Alberta is going to give you some berries.
The Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Action Furnace. Fixed right or it's free.
Play 107.